Dr. Sabir taking off his note on patient Beatrice Carroll, C-A-R-R-O-L-L, Beatrice, B-E-A-T-R-I-C-E, date of birth is 7-16-1954, date of service 2-25-2026. The biography of the patient is 71-year-old African-American female presenting to my office. For opinion, he has past medical history significant for 1 celiac disease, next H. pylori infection, next hypertension, next left breast cancer. Next, venous insufficiency, next lung nodule for bilabiar. Next, left adrenal adenoma. Here, paragraph. Past surgical history includes hernia repair, next resection, next left breast mastectomy, next incision surgery, next myomectomy, uterine. Here, allergies. She has multiple allergies, including azithromycin, clindamycin, erythromycin, gentamicin, hydrocodone, lactose, lisinopril, metronidazole, and vancomycin, as well as metronidazole. Also, she is allergic to wheat, adhesive tape, and latex. Social history, patient lives alone. She has 1 daughter, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use. She works as a nutritionist at the VA. Paragraph. Family history, father died from AML, mother died from kidney disease and congestive heart failure at age of 84. Here, paragraph. Previous system reviews, blurred vision on and off, no headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no cough, no heartburn, no abdominal pain, she does have constipation, no nocturia times 1 at 9, no straining, she has completed the emptying, she does not have slow flow, she does have vaginal dryness, no urinary incontinence reported, and no leg swelling. Leg swelling positive, or other systems are either and negative. Immunization, she received 5 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Per paragraph. Current medications reviewed include telmisartan. She's taking it on and off. On physical exam, vitals, as I mentioned above, HNT, triple jump, the active telephone accommodation, injected conjunctival, and non-eteric sclera, no cervical of adenopathy, no keratopathy, bilaterally. No jugular means extension, bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal edema, no data diagnostic, no supper, no sickness, or rigidity. Heart sounds are very great and rhythm, no muscle, no stew, no momentum, no friction, no lactate, no escalation, no crackles, or reserve. Abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary demand, or rigidity. Simply, she has severe very costly in the lower extremities, and she has trace edema. Neuro exam is done for cough. Investigations available to me. Include the following. The latest hemoglobin A1C was 2 years ago, 6.6. Creatinine 172, EGFR 91. Assessment and plan. 1, hypertension uncontrolled in the office. Patient is urged to continue her telmisartan and check her blood pressure log from home for us to review in a couple of weeks to adjust. Next is of H. pylori. She has multiple allergies to multiple medications, unable to take antibiotics. She wants to try ivermectin. There are some studies showing benefits. We're going to prescribe for her for 1 week, along with zinc and doxycycline. 2, Berger. Next diagnosis, celiac disease currently. Control, next step, adrenal adenoma, followed by breather and lung nodule, followed by the pregnant. Full workup is going to be initiated, beginning of 2 weeks, we'll discuss the workup and the report next.